Joan Lewis is vacationing, and so filling in is a regular guest on our program. Normally she joins us on Mondays, but today she's joining us on a Wednesday, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com is her website. She's an author. She's a speaker. Fresh back from the Catholic Marketing Network, of course, where she saw all the folks from the various publishers and met with lots of people and had book signings and autograph sessions and swarms of fans greeting her and all that good stuff. Donna is joining us this morning with our Mom's Corner on a Wednesday instead of a Monday to help moms prepare for the kids to go back to school. Hey there, how are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, how was the Catholic Marketing Network for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was very busy, very packed, lots to do, and I was impressed. It was wonderful to connect with people that I had only known through
cyberspace.
And so that was great. That was one of the perks for me, as some of the people I finally got to see in the flesh. So it was very nice. Did some book signings, and I gave a talk with a publisher about inspirational books
from
both perspectives and some other things on author panel. And so it was a great thing. I'd like to go next year, too.
Yeah, I was there in 2007. Ascension Press sent me when Noise came out, and that was just wonderful to meet so many great people. And it's neat because you get to meet a lot of people with bookstores and vendors and see what's out there on the Catholic, you know, market and whatnot.
And it's so nice when the bookstore owners come up to you to get an autographed copy of your book, and they say, oh, we're selling all your books at our store, and, you know, we love you. And not that you want that pat on the back, but it's really nice to know that, you know, to meet the faces, meet the people that are selling the books.
And it's nice to get affirmed that way. You know, it really helps because, you know, you work hard, and it's nice to know that you're making a difference.
Right, exactly.
Well, what we wanted to talk about this morning are some ideas, and you know this, you're speaking from experience. The time right now, actually this week is probably a very big week for a lot of young people to either go back to college or to go to college, you know, to head off to school for the very first time.
Yeah, I hate to even admit that summer has wound down. It's winding down.
We still have a couple weeks left.
Two more days, and we don't have too many days to cherish this, but we do have some. The homeschooling moms are gearing up with their curriculum. Some are beginning already, depending on what area of the country they're located in. But it is such a hectic and busy time, thinking about the little ones that are going to go off on the school buses and the older ones who are going off to college. And I personally am sending off my baby to college this year, my fifth child, Mary Catherine. She's beginning college, so it's very bittersweet for me. I fall into the lamenting category. There are celebrating parents and there are lamenting parents. I happen to be the one. Although it is bittersweet, we do celebrate them going off and blossoming and spreading their wings. And, you know, so I am very, very happy for her and all of the young adults going off to learn. But it's tough. You get the empty nest, but I always say they do always come back, too, so...
Now, what will Mary Catherine be studying?
She's not exactly sure. She's just turned 18, so it's pretty hard to figure out that all at once. So it's nice to give them that little cushion to have a year or so to figure out what they want to do. She's got some ideas, but I don't want to pin her down to something.
Yeah. Well, she'll just have to keep praying for discernment and
exactly.
That'll come about. So what advice would you give then to maybe there are other moms and dads out there too this morning who are, you know, excited as you are about their kids going off to school, but at the same time lamenting a little bit and thinking about missing them. Any ideas?
Well, I think, you know, it's a time in our lives as parents when we stop and we hope and we pray that all we've done to prepare them for life really will stay with them. So it really kind of hits you right in the face right now. It's like, oh my goodness, this is the time. They're really going off, and you're almost thinking, did I do enough? But, you know, you have to trust that you have, and you've raised them in the faith, and you pray that they will continue to pray on their own. I have no doubt about that with Mary Catherine or with my son Joseph, who's going back to college this year into his junior year. I don't doubt that, but... You know, parents may wonder, are they going to pray? Are they going to go to Mass? You know, are they going to stay away from the ever-prevalent temptation to get into all those bad things you hear about that, you know, once they leave the safe havens of the home life? So there are a lot of, you know, concerns that we have, but we can still have a great influence on them, I believe, from afar even. You know, we pray always as St. Monica, keep praying that, you know, they're going to be safe and that they're going to make wise choices. We can even fast and sacrifice for them. People might think, well, that's a little, you know, stretch there. Why bother doing something that radical, fasting and sacrificing? They're just going off to college. But they really are bombarded, as you know, Teresa, right, with all the everything that you write and talk about. You know, we know what's out there in the culture. And it's a constant bombardment, especially when they get into college, because they're exposed to different ways of thinking. You know, the books they're required to read can actually, you know, start drawing them away from what they've known to be true their whole lives. Growing up, they might start questioning what their parents were teaching them. So prayer, I think, is so necessary, and fasting and sacrificing and just still being that example, not that nagging parent that comes across as the fingernails on the blackboard, you know, don't forget to say your prayers. And but, you know, you can remind them in a nice way and or say a little prayer with them over the phone. I pray with my kids over the phone a lot. You know, something's coming up important in their lives, or they have an exam or anything, some little squabble going on between some of their friends, and they really need some, you know, they might call and even say, hey, Mom, can you say a prayer? Honestly, they do ask me, you know, can you just say a little prayer because such and such is going on, and or we'll say a little Hail Mary together over the phone. This might not be the typical of every family, but I think from afar, you know, we can be that prayer power. You can send little note, you know, when you send their little notes to them or a little care package every so often, you might want to send them something that they need. Throw in a little holy card, you know, a little subliminal message or an extra pair of rosary beads that they might want to have, just, you know, blessed sacramental. But, you know, we need to give them that space, so we don't want to, you know, be nagging and telling them what to do, but we want to allow them to mature and stand kind of like in the background, ready to assist when it's appropriate. But I think, you know, prayer always enters the picture. We can't do without that. And for the younger ones, you know, we have the younger ones going back to school, and I think it's very important for parents to make it our business to know what's being taught at their schools, to get involved, to join a parents group, even a cyber one. I know one mom, she got in touch with me recently. She was really upset about what her Catholic school was teaching, sex education program, and she was at her wit's end to try to figure out how she, as one person, could combat this, and it was falling upon deaf ears every time she tried to do something about it. So I encouraged her to get some numbers, you know, join up with some other parents and see what they can do together. So she started a blog. So I will also link that. It's a purity blog. It's a really great thing that she's doing to try to raise awareness about some programs that really aren't approved, but some schools are kind of sneaking them in, or maybe due to ignorance, maybe they're using these programs. So, you know, we are the first and foremost educators of our children. Our church teaches us, so let's not leave it to others. We must be involved and vigilant. So, you know, find ways you can volunteer at school or help at school for those who aren't homeschooling, and find ways to and research and make sure that the programs that are being taught are approved by the church and are something that you want your child to be learning.
It's just about 22 minutes past the hour. We're talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She's an author and a speaker and a great Catholic blogger, too. She has a terrific website with all kinds of information for moms and other concerned believers, especially in the Catholic Church, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. Now, you've got your book coming out, also I wanted to mention,
on
Mother Teresa, right?
Yes, that's coming out. I'm very excited about it. We'll be coming out in September. There's not an exact date at this moment, but the cover image is ready, and there is an ISBN number, and I'm taking pre-orders on my website. And they actually had a mock copy of it at the Catholic Word booth at the CMN conference.
Oh, good.
So it was very interesting to see it on posters and everything already. So that'll be coming out, and hopefully that'll help to inspire others to learn more about Mother Teresa's charism and her, you know, her deep love for the poor that, you know, really spread around our entire world and opened our eyes to see the plight of just not just poor for lack of food, but poor mm-hmm. for lack of love. And
yeah.
That's where I think we all come in, right, to just try to spread that love to others.
You said, I know when we were chatting, you were saying that there was going to be something that you were going to offer people on the website that could help, you know, with a rosary, maybe they could might
yes.
find out information about.
Sure. You know, I have my main website that you mentioned, the right. www.donnacooperofboyle.com. From the website is kind of like a hub, and it's like, you know, it just has a lot of basic things on there, you know, my appearances and books and all that kind of stuff. But I have four blogs. I can't believe I'm doing four blogs. I'm kind of crazy. But so you can get to the blogs from the website. And I, on my blog called View from the Domestic Church, I will be having a college survival guide, and it will be it'll pertain to students and the parents. So do stop by, because all the comments that come in on that blog post, I will enter into a drawing for a contest, and the winner will receive a very beautiful rosary, a blessed rosary that you can give to your child that you're sending off to college. And also, I'll have some other goodies there as well. So, you know, come on over and check that out. But it'll be just tips and ideas, and hoping for some other people to share with their comments, which is one of the great things about blogs, is you get some conversation started with like-minded people, and you get some nice sharing of the faith and sharing of the ideas of what these other families are doing. So do stop by, and that's one of the things I'm going to be doing, is offering the contest for the rosary. I have contests also going on for the new copy of my Mother Teresa book as well.
Any other advice for parents, and what about for parents who are, let's say, have kids, you know, going back to school and going back to either high school or grade school? Because I know sometimes kids get antsy right now because they're thinking maybe about, you know, if there's bullying going on at the school, if they've had problems at school. This could be a tense time where kids may not want to even think about heading back to the classroom right now.
You're right. It can be a tense time, and I actually, years ago, I wrote a long article about bullying, and well, I would just say that, you know, by being vigilant and very, you know, just keeping on top of what's happening once they enter school is going to help them. So you can speak with your child if they're tense, if they're concerned about a bully or someone who gave them trouble last year, and bring it to the attention. Go visit the guidance counselor with your child and discuss the concerns. And so this will help to bring a little peace to your child. You know, don't worry, Mrs. So-and-so is going to be on top of this, and we're not going to allow that to happen this year. And try to find times when you can have these talks with your children. Maybe they're going through something and you don't realize that they are worried about going to school. Maybe they're acting up and with some bad behavior, or they don't want to go out school shopping, and they're, you know, something is a little off, and you don't know why. Try to find that one-on-one time, which I find happens a lot more easily, tossing a ball together, going out on a walk, doing something that you're not maybe sitting down at the kitchen table face-to-face where they're like, oh, my gosh, now what are we going to talk about now? You know, actively participate with your child and let the subject come up. You know, start bringing it up gently and see what comes out, and you'll be surprised to find out that maybe this bullying incident or something might be on their mind, and then you can nip it in the bud, and then you can give them that encouragement that they really are looking for and they really need to get them over that hurdle to, you know, so they're not going to be shaking in their shoes the first day of school. But you're right, these kinds of things do affect the kids, and we might not even realize it because they're not able really to express it. They might be afraid they look like a wimp or,
right,
you know, a scaredy cat. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to bring up this because it's going to look like I'm weak or, you know. So that's important, Teresa, yes.
Yeah, well, and thank you for endorsing the All Things Girls books, because those are great tools for parents, too, right now, and the All Things Guy, too. Yeah,
those books are a breath of fresh air. I really loved from the minute I got them in the mail and looked at them. They're so attractive. They're so colorful and beautiful. I had Mary Catherine, who you know is now 18. She turned 18. I had her look through them, and she was so impressed.
Mm.
And, you know, they're geared toward younger girls. Teresa, tell me the ages they're exactly.
The first six books, the All Things Girl, is 9 to 14. Then we have the new Truth for Teens that just came out, which is 14 to 17, which is a hardcover book. So
Truth for Teens?
Mm-hmm, Truth for Teens, All Things Girl, Truth for Teens.
And you didn't even tell me about
that. I thought I did. You and I email each other and talk so much, I lose track of what I tell you.
Oh, I didn't even know about those. That's great. So I'd love to see those.
All right. Well, we'll send you a copy of it so you can take a look at that and maybe post that on your website. But listen, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a different day for you, middle of the week, and
you've been
so busy with all of your books. And as I said earlier, your swarms of thousands and thousands of fans that have been just flocking to see you at very – and they do, because you're very popular.
Well, the ministry goes on behind the scenes, mostly through a lot of it through the computer, just so many people from all around the world who just get in touch. So
it is fun, though, isn't it, to see how what the outreach that provides?
It's amazing. God is amazing. He never ceases to amaze me. And I put your review up on Facebook, and people are there's so many people are saying, "Oh my gosh, what age group is this for?" Because I've got to get these books for my daughters, so that's why I wanted to make sure of the age. I said tweens and teens, but 9 to 14.
Well, you know, some of them, I mean, I know that there are some girls who are starting as young as 8. My niece is a very mature 8, so she reads a lot, and she loves the book. She's already made the bracelet and whatnot in the first book, Friends, Boys, and Getting Along. You know, and there are some girls who, you know, may want to take it even a little bit past. Like we say, the one about vocations could go all the way up to 15 or 16. Girls Rock the Green One is my favorite.
Oh,
I love that book.
And we have to get them to start, or get them into their hands early. That's what we need to do. And speaking of school, I know we have to go, but I just remembered this. In Canticle magazine, this coming up, I have a little back-to-school article. So you might want to check that out.
Oh, we get that through Women of Grace for Jeanette's website? Okay.
Yeah, so there'll be a little back-to-school, just some tips about school and college. And do visit my blog, View from the Domestic Church, because I'll have that the College and Back-to-School Survival Guide for Parents and Kids on there, and you'll have a chance to win some good prizes, too.
Thanks for all you do, sweetie, and enjoy the rest of the summer, and we will catch up with you again very, very soon, spending the last 15, 20 minutes or so with my dear, dear friend, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. We're going to have her back on to talk about her Mother Teresa book, as it is going to be in print in the bookstore sometime in September, hopefully, and we'll give you more details on that. But again, her website is DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. Coming up, it's a Wednesday, so that means we talk to the one, the only, Father Frank Pavone. Stay tuned.